December 6, 1917. This is the anniversary of the Halifax explosion.
Yeah, I talked about it a bit in the news. Mm-hmm. Over 2,000 killed, over 9,000 others injured.
That's when the two ships collided in the waters.
The Emo.
Yeah, and one of them had explosives on it.
Yep.
And they made a heritage minute out of that.
Of course.
My God, look at that.
Yeah, thank God she's a half a mile away.
She's loaded, boys. You gotta get out of here. It's full of explosives.
Children.
Explosives.
Come on.
Oh, no. Bill, get out of here.
Vince.
We're back in the school.
Please, get these children out of here. That ship is gonna blow. No.
Mr. Coleman.
Hurry. Hurry. You gotta get these people out of here. That ship is gonna blow. The train.
What?
People, get out of here. It's gonna blow up.
Ignition ship on fire. Stop train.
Coleman, there's no time.
The train's coming in towards Pier 6. I've got to warn you.
Come on, Vince. Come on.
There are 700 people aboard it. I've got to stop it.
Come on. Come on. Acknowledge.
Halifax was devastated. 9,000 wounded, 2,000 dead, including Vince Coleman, dispatcher.
I still get chills. Mm-hmm. Every time I play that, I get the chills. The blast was felt as far away as Cape Breton, PEI. Windows in Truro and surrounding area were shattered. And Truro actually became a hub, a little center.
Wow, what a concept.
the hub.
Yeah, but no, doctors and firefighters were among the first to offer help as well.
Right, so, you know, and because of the help that Boston sent over to Halifax.
That's why we give them a tree.
A Christmas tree.
Was it lit up last weekend?
It was last Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Came from a friend of mine's parents' farm in Cape Breton.
There you go.
This year. Kind of a few degrees of separation there. But no, so today is the anniversary of the Halifax explosion.
Pure Country Mornings with Rod and Mandy for Hollis Ford.